This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. Glad you are with us. Of course, tomorrow is Halloween. I will tell you that I always tell my liberal friends that Halloween is the greatest holiday for liberals because people show up at your house, do absolutely nothing, and expect to get paid for it. So I tell my liberal friends that joke every year, and they say, Brad, it's still not funny. I'm like, well, it may not be funny, but it is true. So, but we are the day before Halloween, so I wanted to go around the room since we're joined by Sue Thomas, of course, and Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer, and Ethan Hanford's in as well, flying the plane. So big plans for Halloween?
Go ahead, Sue.
I think I'm coming to Fred's house.
Yeah, that's great.
Good.
Mm-hmm. More the merrier. I'm having... every year we have a driveway Halloween party. So a lot of our friends get together, come over with their lawn chairs or whatever, and bring their bags of candy. And we all kind of sit in a semicircle on the driveway. We've got a fire pit out there with fire going. And then the kids come by and it's like a more the merrier. You know, you can hit like maybe 12 different groups all at our house because we're all there. And so you just go from one to the next to the next to the next.
So it's like a bank heist when it comes to candy.
Kind of like it.
That's right. Like the Louvre. And then inside the house, you know, there's all sorts of soups and chilies and food.
Good.
So you can come inside and have a great time.
Well, I hope this Halloween, at my house, I don't get any trick-or-treaters anymore.
Really?
No.
They just have about 100 or so.
I used to at my other house before I moved 3 years ago, we would get about 100, and now I get a big fat zero. But
it's kind of depressing.
It is. It's very depressing. But I want to see if there's any kids dressing up as construction or maintenance workers like the thieves at the Louvre. You know, they could carry around fake jewels, but be dressed like construction guys.
At our Odyssey St. Louis party.
We had one today.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to dress up as because it's easy to get the stuff.
Very clever.
You know, you get a construction helmet and a yellow jacket, and then some fake jewels, and you could be a Louvre thief.
Pretty good.
I think it's good.
Hey, who won today in the afternoon? Did that person win?
Usually they send out an email.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
I haven't either. So I'm assuming it hasn't been announced.
I think last year's big costume for couples was Travis.
Oh,
Kelsey,
and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, last year I dressed up for our Odyssey party here, and I dressed up as a Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, and I thought my little Stitch onesie was pretty good, and
it was good,
and I didn't even finish top three, and I was just so hurt that I didn't get dressed up this year.
Oh, that's so sad.
It still hurts.
Okay. Well,
but we did partake in consuming some chili. Fred and I did.
It was really good chili.
I texted Fred. I was like, Fred, you've got to get down here right now. There's so much chili. Come on.
Okay, was it a contest?
It was a cook-off, but I don't know. Did they?
I don't
was
know if
there,
they awarded a prize or not.
I'll award a prize right now.
Well, we sampled them all though. There were probably eight different ones.
Nine.
Now, Ethan said he was leaning chicken.
It's the white chicken chili.
What were you leaning, Fred?
Any of them. All of them. I like them all.
He's nonpartisan.
Well, that narrows it down.
He's nonpartisan.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm going to give you a tip, Ethan, for next year. Mm-hmm. This is. I saw this at when my wife was working at an ad agency. They had a Halloween party, and somebody at the ad agency, very creative, came up with this costume. I've never forgotten it. But you remember when you were a kid and you got those little bitty boxes of cereal that was just one bowl of cereal, but each one was in their own box, right? And you would buy them at the store, and they'd come like in a pack of 10 or 12.
Yep.
So you get one of those 10 or 12 packs. You empty out the cereal. You glue those boxes to an outfit, and then you carry a fake knife, and you go around as a serial killer.
That's kind of cute.
I thought that was very, very, very creative.
Good. That's pretty good.
I understand somebody at our party was a roll of toilet paper. Is that true?
Yeah, there was.
Was there?
Was a roll of toilet paper.
Which one were you most impressed by?
Oh, man. I almost have to look at find the picture of it because I'm sure it's out there somewhere. But you know, Becky, our boss, the head honcho here at Odyssey, was Elle Woods.
Oh,
from
that's
Legally
pretty
Blonde.
Cute.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
That one was pretty good. A couple of Camo X news people, Maria Kina and Stuart McMillan. It was just really simple, but they just had fedoras on and they had like fake little cigarettes and it just on their hats, they just had sticky notes that said press.
That's pretty funny.
So that was pretty good. Kyle, our the engineer here at Odyssey, had a really creative one. I couldn't tell what it was until...
Well, that's
it was,
creative.
Well, hold on.
All right.
It was a pool noodle that, like, a couple of pool noodles connected. That was, like, a wide circle around him. And I was like, what are you? He's like, I'm a wide orbit.
Oh,
which is
my
our automation system
that we use here.
Fred, our
97.1.
Our other engineers dressed as well. Misty and CJ were dressed up. So
yeah.
Good department come through.
Yeah,
there.
They probably won as far as departments go. So no, there were some.
There was an astronaut.
There was
really?
An astronaut.
Ooh, really good.
The costumes were like six levels up from last year. I mean, if I would have dressed up as Stitch, I would have been bottom five costumes this year.
What was Alex Rich this year?
Alex, this was actually really good. I appreciated this as a sports guy. He went to the University of Indiana, or Indiana University, whatever you say.
A Hoosier?
And he was Kurt Cignetti, their head football coach.
Oh, yeah.
Who is like beloved right now.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of like a college football sweetheart right now.
He's very popular.
See.
Yeah.
So
I would not have cared about that at all.
Well, that's why I said I did because I'm a sports guy.
That's fair. Did you know right off that's who he was?
Well, he had a headset and he had a clipboard. I was like, what are we going? He's cursing. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
I got it. All right.
So I do have an etiquette question though. When it comes to candy, what is etiquette wise? What is the appropriate amount that a kid should take when they come to your house trick or treating?
Well, to me, you got to have a good joke. If you give me a good joke, I will give you a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fred?
That's how it works.
There's a little quid pro quo there. I get that.
And isn't like St. Louis unique to the trick-or-treating part of it?
Yes, because
other
of the joke.
Yeah, other cities don't know about the
joke. But when I used to ask kids about, tell me a joke and I'll give you some candy, they would look at me just incredulous and say, what are you talking about? Just give me the candy. I'm like, what is this, a holdup? You know, you gotta have some quid pro quo here. Tell
that
me a joke.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
What is?
That right there.
Yes.
Give me a joke in order for me to give you candy. It's Halloween. The dressing up is the exchange is that I'm dressed up, so you're going to give me candy.
I know, but there's no contract relationship here.
I grew up on the Illinois side, so I had never heard of this until today Annie Fry said, apparently this is a thing.
What?
Because we don't do that on the Illinois side.
Oh,
I never did that. So I was like, what are we talking about? What is this, a joke for kids? No.
Oh, yes.
You show up dressed up. You're of it. So you get candy. St. Louis has to be the only city in the country that does this.
And it's so much smarter than anywhere else in this country. It's 10 times more entertaining.
I totally agree.
And it's awesome.
So that was pressure, though, to come up with a joke.
Oh, really? You can't do that. Oh,
I can't think of a good joke
right
now.
All you'd have to do is say, where do pirates go on vacation?
That's
right. They go to Orlando.
Right.
You said a good joke, Brad.
No, no, we want bad. There's nothing cuter than a little kid trying to come up with something and confusing it and have his older sister tell him.
I love that.
Why did the chicken cross the road? All of it. I've heard all of it.
Yeah.
Caused these kids social anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great.
I mean, I had one kid tell me, this kid was probably like 4.
Yes.
And he said, what is a ghost's favorite fruit? And I said, what? He goes, blueberry. Yeah. And then he laughs at his own joke. I'm like,
adorable.
I gave that kid like 5 candy bars. I'm like, yes.
I had a kid once came and said, what did the chimpanzee major in college?
Oh my gosh.
And we're like, what? He goes, ape business. No, wait. Monkey business.
Yeah.
There we go.
So
it's adorable.
Here's a question. This is a logistics question.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got this bonfire going on. You got all these people around the fire. And all these people are giving out candy. Is it an individual joke for each person giving candy, or is it one joke for the bonfire?
I don't know.
One joke.
Okay.
True.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Because that'd be terrible. You got to go around to each person for a joke.
Even if you don't have a joke, we give you one.
Yeah, only Nate Bargatze would be getting any candy because he could do a whole routine to make it around the campfire.
Right. Oh, man.
Hey, we got to take a break here. And when we come back, if you think this segment was fun, just stick around for the next segment where we get to do what I think is the best part of this show, Sue's News. Stick around, St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in for Mark today. And off air, I was telling the story about where in my previous house, that we had a neighbor who gave out 50-cent pieces. And my wife always said, oh, he must be a dentist because he wants to take care of kids' teeth. And I said, no, no, no. If he were a dentist, he'd be giving out the stickiest candy possible in order to generate more business. That's what he would be doing.
That's a good point.
Right? So I said, no, he's got to be a banker. So he's teaching kids. So finally, we would debate this for like 15 years at my house. So finally, when my youngest daughter... about her last time going trick-or-treating, I go up to the guy's house and I said, hey, buddy, my wife and I have been talking about you for 15 years. We're debating whether you're a dentist or a banker. Can you settle this debate for us? And he paused and he said, no, I'm neither. I'm just too lazy to buy candy, so I give out 50-cent pieces. So I don't have candy left over.
But don't you have to go pick those up? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to get one or the other.
But the difference is that if you have candy left over, you're either going to eat it and get fat, or you're going to let it get stale and throw it away.
Or just be rich.
Or at least with the 50-cent pieces, you know, you still got money when it's all
over. Well, that might be it. All right, I'll accept that.
Okay. So you can never make make assumptions about what your neighbors give out for Halloween. But hey, well, I want to make sure that we leave plenty of time for Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Brad, where do you stand on candy corn? It is Happy National Candy Corn Day.
Oh, candy corn should be banned by the Geneva Convention. That's where I stand on candy corn.
Yeah, it's pointless. None of us likes it, but Jane Duker does.
I'm also okay with it.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't say it's like a top five, but
it's one step above rat poison. What are you talking about?
It's fine.
But somebody said it's really good mixed with nuts.
Well, that was Jane.
Then finally
at the end she said, or you could just buy a Snickers. Her point was, if you eat that with peanuts and something else, it tastes like a Snickers. Or you could just buy a Snickers.
Exactly.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, it is National Candy Corn Day, National Wicked Day, but that's for the musical, and National Publicist Day. Fred is a Hall of Famer. You can. It's National Publicist Day.
That's right.
Who do you have working for you?
My wife.
That's true.
And she's underpaid.
Well, I think you flipped that the wrong way.
That's true.
Working for her.
That's probably true.
You're right.
You guys, okay, on this day in history, 131 years ago, it's 1894 when Daniel M. Cooper patented the time clock. So if you punch a time clock going in and out of work, blame Daniel M. Cooper. I did not realize it was all the way back to the 1800s. Would you have guessed that?
I had no idea.
Meaning, I would have guessed the 30s. I don't know why, Fred.
No, I would have thought the 30s, too.
I don't know why. Okay, and 87 years ago today, in 1938, was when Orson Welles made his infamous War of the Worlds radio broadcast. Do you know what that is, Ethan?
I think I have heard of this before. I think. But if once you share more on it, I bet
okay.
I'll...
Well, it was a book. He was reading it, and they were doing a reenactment of it. But apparently, at this time in the world, or at least in America, everybody was all about the radio. There was no TV. So when he started, you know, they said, here, this is, we're going to be doing a reading
a
of this and dramatization. But people at the time, for the first 12 minutes of this thing, which is where you heard that it was a setup, we're listening to, what's his name, Bergen, who had the...
Charlie Bergen,
who had a competing radio show with his dummy. And they all, when that was over, they put on a singer that nobody knew about. So then all the people came over to the Orson Welles thing, and they missed the fact that it was a recreation of something, a dramatization. And they really thought it was real. So millions of listeners thought New Jersey was actually being invaded by aliens.
Yes, I have heard about that.
It's nuts!
No, well, listen, if you watch the movie and you see what Orson Welles did, it is phenomenal. It's not just him reading. It sounds.
Yeah, they had interviews.
Yes.
Yes, they had like people on the street saying, oh, yeah.
And they had sound effects. And they had the whole, you know, we're going to go to this reporter now. And they had sound effects for everything. And listen, if you did not know in advance that it was fiction, I could easily see how people could think that was real.
There was one Pittsburgh woman. She was found with a bottle of poison saying she'd rather die that way. I mean, people were, whoa.
Yes.
But that was 87 years ago.
I think
ago
we learned about this in school at one point as well. I think that's where this is coming from.
It might be, or yeah. last year when I said this.
You know, there's a very, very good chance that that is a possibility as well. Yes.
And 25 years ago, let's play the music. We need some little bit of tunes. 25 years ago today, in the year 2000, U2 released All That You Can't Leave Behind. Now, they won Grammy for Walk On and also for this song, Beautiful Day.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
It's a long time before we hear It's a Beautiful Day. Fred, is that on your... You like it?
No, I do like it. I'm just waiting for the chorus.
Oh, well, we got to wait a while.
We don't have that much time.
Brad, Beautiful Day. Not your favorite?
Not my favorite. I like a lot of U2. That's not at the top of the list.
That's fair.
We played so much U2 on our trip to Hawaii. I don't know, to Hawaii last year. I don't know what it was about it, but it just was such a vibe. Oh, no.
Oh, interesting. Well, it would have been Beautiful Day if you're heading to Hawaii. I could see that as a vibe, you know?
Oh, sure. Every day is a beautiful day in Hawaii.
Good grief. All right, there is a new article in the New York Times that is asking, has Halloween, well, at least Halloween decorations, have they become too scary? It mentions things like Skelly, that huge Halloween skeleton that have been popping up, and along with the very lifelike witches and demons and realistic blood and gore. There's somebody further down on my street who has four skeletons carrying a body bag. I mean, it's really a lot. And they're saying some parents who have young kids who kind of like the classic Halloween imagery, pumpkins, witches, ghosts, spiders, skeletons, they feel like today's dismembered bodies and moving, speaking, gesturing props are a little too scary for the little kids. Fred, what are your thoughts?
You know, I was in Home Depot the other day. You know, they've got a lot of those where you walk by them and they start going off. And I had Luna, my dog, with me, because you can take dogs into places like Home Depot. And she must have walked too close to one.
Oh, no.
I mean, she went up in the air.
Poor little Luna.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen the videos somewhere on social media where they put a ring camera on the candy, and then either a possum comes up at night, and the possum's eating it, and then somehow it triggers the skeleton in the background, and the possum immediately... plays dead. It is hysterical, and there are multiples of this.
Oh, that is funny. But you know what the difference is, though, as far as the scariness of the decorations at Halloween is, because unlike a scary movie where you have to pay and go in to see it, this is, you're actually inviting people to your house.
True.
And little kids could get really scared. I do think maybe it's gone too far.
I would agree. Some of them are super scary.
Yes.
And some of them are, you know, old school. I prefer the old school. Fred is our resident lifetime Christmas movie viewer.
That's right.
So we have an update for him.
Good.
As a sign of the times, Fred, this year's lifetime holiday lineup includes a movie called A Pickleball Christmas.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Poor Ethan. There are 12 new Christmas movies in total, Ethan, premiering every weekend from November 29th to December 20th. We'll, of course, see Brandy, Vivica A. Fox, all the usuals. And the Lifetime Movie Network is also premiering a new movie called Do You Fear What I Fear? About a secret Santa stalker.
Well, I'm trying to think of the plot of A Pickleball Christmas. So hang with me. See if this is real.
All right, I've got it.
See if this is real.
I'm ready.
The ladies of pickleball, they're the group of man and a woman. They're both drop-dead gorgeous. They're pickleball champions.
That's correct.
They're supposed to get married. The man has an affair.
Yes.
The woman gets dumped. And then she falls in love with the guy who's the yard, who keeps track of the mows the yard around the pickleball courts, and it turns out he's actually a secret millionaire.
That is correct. And finally,
Sue's
News, we have today's random fact. After you play 8 years in the MLB, you get a gold card that gives you and a guest free admission to any Major League Baseball game for the rest of your life.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that cool?
That is.
That's great. Hey, more coming up on the Mark Ridden Show right after this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. By the way, I've been reading all of the posts. If you'd like to post on our YouTube live channel, just go to YouTube, put in Mark Reardon Show. You can literally be a part of the show today. I'm reading them. I'm responding. There's some twisted takes on It's a Wonderful Life 2025 and how that would go. All of this is available at YouTube.com, Mark Reardon Show. I wanted to reach out to Nick Fondacaro. I've talked to him several times. He's with Newsbusters. There's some things out that I wanted his perspective on. And Nick, welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for having me on, Brad.
It's good to talk to you again, sir. I want to start with this because we've seen that CBS has been making some big cuts lately, some of their on-air personalities. What's behind some of these cuts that we're reading about in the news?
Yeah, a lot of these, what you're seeing, a lot of it is being attributed to Barry Weiss by a lot of like the alarmists on the left. But a lot of this was actually coming down from CBS CEOs before she even got into the building, because, you know, they just had the acquired by Sundance. And when you have new leadership come in, especially new executives, they want to clean sweep a lot of things, cut out a lot of the fat. So a lot of this is like the usual corporate new owners coming in, making a lot of cuts, trying to reshape the thing in their image. And of course they want to do that. CBS is in a distant third place when it's coming to competing against NBC, ABC. So a lot of this is them trying to slim down and get ready to compete, go after second place with NBC, and then maybe reclaim the top crown and knock down ABC.
Well, I know it's easy to say, oh, this is because of the merger. We're going to blame those evil corporations for cutting people. But as I've been looking into this, the CBS Evening News and the CBS Saturday Morning News, both of those have slipped almost 20% in total viewers, and that's in just this year. They've slipped. Of course, Fox News continues to dominate. So isn't some of this the result of just folks abandoning what we call mainstream media?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And the reason they're going to do this cuts is because CBS, a lot of the journalists there, are more interested in using CBS as a platform for themselves rather than a way to inform the public. They use this as like a place where they can say their own political opinions and get themselves as part of the conversation. So with the executives sort of making these cuts, they're sending the messages of, hey, guys, we're going to try to get back to honest journalism here. And that's what, when Barry Weiss took over, she came in and said, hey, guys, this is going to be, here are 10 points of what I want our journalism to look like. And among these are respect for the audience enough to tell them the truth plainly, whatever, wherever it leads, and to hold both sides of the American, both American political parties equal scrutiny, give them equal scrutiny. And that's why you're seeing a lot of this freak out from the Oliver Darcy's of the world, the Brian Stelter's of the world, John Dickerson at CBS upping and leaving before saying he's going to leave by the end of the year. A lot of these people are acting as these ideological police, worried that CBS is going to go away from the hard, fast liberalism. And it's that hard, fast liberalism that has had them slip into third place.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking, Nick, I'm just shaking my head thinking about, excuse me, how when last year in the presidential election, Jeff Bezos told the Washington Post editorial staff that they should not endorse any candidate because newspapers are supposed to be seen as objective. And when you endorse a candidate, you're now removing all essence of objectivity. And the almost the entire editorial board resigned in protest because they, by definition, wanted to be non-objective, wanted to be liberally biased, and resented the fact that they were asked to be fair.
Exactly. Like, I've always had this negative idea of, even like with like campus papers and stuff like that growing up and coming up in college, of papers sort of giving endorsements to candidates, because even if it's the quote unquote like opinion pages, it's still the masthead, like the letterhead of the paper saying, these are the people at least some of us want to support. These are the ones that we're willing to put in print that you should support as well. And that's what you're seeing with a lot of this, where a lot of them are obviously to the left. They frame 60 Minutes was the last couple of years has just been the center point of all of this controversy, where they're cutting out embarrassing sort of like droning on by Kamala Harris, sort of manipulating things when it's against Trump or Ron DeSantis. And now you're seeing this sort of working, this effort now to sort of get them back on track. And they've had all sorts of, the reason they're also down in third is because they've had all these scandals, like Dan Rather was just making things up about George W. Bush, or Charlie Rose sex scandals, and like all of these other different things going on.
Well, Nick, I will tell you, there used to be a publication in St. Louis called the Riverfront Times, and it was progressive left. It was you know, it made Mamdani look like a conservative. It was that far left. And I always appreciated when they would pick candidates for office, because I could tell people, whoever the Riverfront Times picks, vote for the other guy. I mean, it was actually, it was pretty accurate. But hey, I want to move on because we're talking to Nick Fondacaro. I know your time is precious. You're with Newsbusters. And I understand that Newsbusters has a study coming out on late night comedy shows. Tell us about how the late night comedy shows are biased.
Yeah, so lately what we're seeing is like this massive sort of backing of Mamdani going after his opponents, Cuomo, Swilla, Eric Adams when he was in, just sort of most of all their stuff, like 90-something% of the time, is just going after his opponents and basically trying to help clear the way for Mamdani.
Well, that's interesting because, of course, we heard when not Jimmy Fallon, but Jimmy Kimmel was suspended, when Stephen Colbert's show was announced that it was going to be canceled. You had the left were just lining up militantly, stating that this was a biased move by these big corporate media to silence the left, and yet aren't they literally doing the same thing by making jokes to promote a self-described socialist who's running for the mayor of New York City?
Exactly. Denigrating his opponents while not really trying to apply critically anything to him. We hear all, especially with the Jimmy Kimmel, we're told that the jester is speaking truth to power, and are those the ones that are supposed to put the real microscope on and do it in a funny way to make the say the emperor doesn't have any clothes. Meanwhile, they're refusing to look at the guy that they want to get to win because they want to back him, like John Oliver pushing recently for single payer healthcare, all of these socialist communist things, and they like the guy, they want to support him, and he's pushing those far left policies without being a blowhard, angry, nasty guy like de Blasio was. So he has the de Blasio policies without the de Blasio attitude that nobody liked. And so they're like, okay, this is the guy that we want to bring this radical far left change, and they're willing to do that. And that's why you're seeing all of the ratings go down for late night, because it is no longer a we're going to poke fun at everybody thing. We're not going to put humor first. This is going to be like struggle sessions where we're just going to rage against Trump, rage against Republicans, and try to boost our guys.
Yeah, but if you look at the stats, Nick, and of course we're talking to Nick Fondacaro. He's an associate editor at Newsbusters. If you look at the stats, shows like Colbert cost enormous millions of dollars per year to produce because they have this enormous staff, lots of people cranking out these stale old jokes, and yet and they get no ratings, and yet you compare that to Gutfeld over on Fox, which has almost no staff. It costs almost nothing to produce, and yet it's killing everything in late night.
Exactly. And Colbert is losing money hand over fist, like tens of millions of dollars, rather. And when people point that out, they're like, oh, no, it's because he made fun of Trump. It's like, no, he's literally financially with CBS. CBS is not financially solvent. Like, his show is not able to make money.
No, yeah. You know what? When the water's coming in the sinking boat, you got to bail the water, right? And then you got to stop. Mm-hmm. You got to plug the hole. And that's what they're doing. They're plugging the hole on the sinking ship by getting rid of Colbert. But, oh, no, it's all about Trump. It's all about bias. Hey, I want to make sure that we have time to get to this because I watch a lot of television coverage. I've been watching this about the shutdown. And what have you been seeing in terms of the bias from the mainstream media when it comes to reporting the shutdown?
Of course, what we're seeing is a lot of saying like this is Republican stuff. You're not seeing them really go into the details of it. They'll acknowledge that the Americans don't know the nitty gritty of like trying to get a continuing resolution passed or even know what it is. Meanwhile, they won't really explain that. It's like, oh, hey, most Republicans support the CR and Democrats need to come on board because they need to pass this with a supermajority. But they just keep making it about Republicans this, Republicans that. And you have like these pseudo news shows like The View, which is underneath the ABC News umbrella, coming out today and saying that the Republican plan is to just hold Americans hostage against their health care just so they can give tax breaks to their corporate friends. And it's like they're using a lot of this like sort of like incendiary rhetoric against Republicans now in this to make them seem incredibly dangerous. And this, especially with the current political climate and what we've seen, it's very dangerous, a lot of this coverage now.
Well, it is dangerous, Nick, because when you look, I think we've had 12 or 13 now votes in the Senate to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open or to reopen the government. It's failed every time. Only the Democrats are voting against it. And it's so disingenuous when you get the mainstream media saying the Republicans have shut the government down when they literally 100% of the Republicans in the Senate, even Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, have voted to reopen the government and only the Dems voted to keep it closed.
Yeah, you're not seeing a lot of coverage of, I believe it was Representative Clark, who was doing an interview with Fox News and came out and admitted that this was them using their leverage. Like, you're not seeing a lot of repeating of that clip, especially like if this was a Republican sort of giving the letting the cat out of the bag about like what it is or why it is they're doing a certain thing. It would be all over the place. It'd be like, look at this embarrassing moment. And you're not really seeing like the wall-to-wall coverage of that kind of thing.
Right. And then what was the quote from from Chuck Schumer whenever he said that the longer the shutdown lasts, the better we look? It was something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. It's like like they're openly stating that this is optics based, like this is why they're doing it. And none of the media want to really pounce on them about that or show it because they're on the same team. They're wearing the same jerseys, and they don't need to go into like a meeting to like secretly talk about like, oh, well, how are we going to help them? They wear the same jerseys. You know what you're not going to cover. You know what you're going to cover because they're your side, and you're going to do what you think is best.
Mm. Yeah, I also think it's interesting that the Dems keep voting to keep the government closed. So people who get SNAP benefits are going to go hungry just so that the Democrats can make a point about Obamacare. To me, it's outrageous. But hey, we're out of time. Nick Fondacaro, you're an associate editor with Newsbusters. How can people find you and Newsbusters online?
What they should do is go to newsbusters.org.
Excellent. And keep pumping out the good material, my friend. I love following you at newsbusters.org. And thanks for joining us this afternoon here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we've got more coming up after the break. Stick around. Brad Young in for Mark Reardon on St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk. Brad Young in for Mark Reardon today. Thanks for hanging out with us. And I wanted to highlight something. It may seem odd this is coming from me, but this is something that I'm passionate about, and that's free speech. And even when the speech is stuff that I don't like, I mean, for example, I want to play this cut is from liberal podcaster Jennifer Welch, and she said this about AOC and Bernie.
It's not Democratic establishment. You can either jump on board with this or we're coming after you in the same way that we come after MAGA, period. Kudos to Bernie, to AOC, to Zoran. And that woman out in somewhere middle America saying, Charlie Kirk, he was a racist, he was a piece of There are so many more of us than there are of them. And these Democrats that continue to play patty cake with corporations and lobbyists, nobody wants that. Nobody wants you.
Well, I give that as an example because literally every single thing that woman said, I disagree with. Every word, every pause, every idea, every concept that she expressed, I completely disagree with it. But the First Amendment protects her right to say that. And I'm giving this as an example because right now in Tennessee, there's a guy, he's 61, he's a former police officer. His name's Larry Bouchard, and he posted some nasty things about President Trump. He posted some nasty things about Charlie Kirk. And then at one point he insinuated whenever he posted a meme about President Trump speaking about how there should be fewer shootings in this country. And this guy, Larry Bouchard, posted, well, we might need to revisit that idea or something in jest about a posting about shootings in America. And he was arrested in Tennessee and he's been charged with incitement of violence. He could face up to 20 years in prison, and he's been given a $2 million bond to keep him locked up. Now, what's the problem? Do I agree with what he said? Absolutely not. He insinuated acts of violence. He posted things that were negative about Charlie Kirk, negative about President Trump. But here's the thing, folks, and this is how we need to be very, very careful in this country about coming out and using the criminal justice system as a way to punish people for the content of their speech. Because here's the problem with that. Number one, it's wrong. But number two, if you play this like a chess game, looking forward, if we get to the point in this country where someone could be prosecuted for saying something bad about Charlie Kirk or something bad about Donald Trump, then when liberals or progressives return to power at some point in time, what do you think they're going to do? That's the slippery slope problem with content-based criminal discrimination when you lock someone up. Now, this podcaster that I just played, do I recommend that everyone stop listening to her and ignore her and not follow anything? Absolutely. You can vote with your feet. But we don't send the cops over to Welch's house and slap the cuffs on her and let her spend the weekend in the Gray Bar Motel. Because if we allow the government to prosecute people for the content of their speech, even if it's speech we don't agree with, then tomorrow we're going to be the speech that the government doesn't agree with. And that same government that has the power to prosecute a Larry Bouchard in Texas, I'm sorry, in Tennessee, the government that has the power to prosecute him in Tennessee is the same government that could have the power to prosecute you and I during some future administration when the government doesn't like what we have to say. That's why free speech is paramount, because the ability to control our speech is the ability to control our thoughts and our opinions. And we want that to remain free. Brad Young sitting in for Mark Reardon today. More coming up next on St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.